Elkhart and Goshen Sports Station. You're not wrong. Your opinion just needs an adjustment. Now back to the home stretch with Pat Doherty.
Welcome back here to the home stretch, ESPN Radio 102.7. I'm Pat Doherty. Glad to be here with you. A couple of text messages we have during the break. Bryce Vance: I don't move whenever from wherever I'm sitting while my team is playing well. That's a superstition of his. A couple of text on our text line as well. Nick: I keep a picture of my daughter in my shirt pocket during every game I coach. Nice. Nick, what sport do you coach? Let us know. Starting on Thursday during Notre Dame football season, I wear the shirt from 2 years ago, Friday last year's, and game day, Saturday, I wear this year's shirt. That's pretty cool as well. Well, over the weekend, the Northridge Raiders Lady basketball team, the Lady Raiders, they punched their ticket to semi-state action, as this weekend they will be taking on Homestead at Crown Point, 3 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Central time, the start of that game. They beat Gary West 59-44, took on Maryville in the championship 55-45. Head coach Doug Springer joins us now here on the home stretch. But first and foremost, Coach, I want to go back to the sectional. The only loss this year that you guys suffered during the season, 28-1, the only loss back on December 13th, you lost to Penn. Penn, one of the powerhouses here in the northern part of the state. But then on February 4th, sectional championship, you guys were able to dispatch them 48-39. What in that sectional championship changed for you guys, and how have you used that momentum heading into the semi-state action?
Yeah, no, well, first off, thanks for having me on, Pat. We greatly appreciate it. But that sectional was, obviously, sectional four is brutal. It's one of the top sectionals in Indiana with Penn, ourselves, and obviously Warsaw. You have Elkhart Memorial. You have an up-and-coming Elkhart Central team. Goshen's always dangerous with the way they play defense. And so for us, we had to play Warsaw Friday night, which is an NLC rival. We haven't had a lot of success against them in the past. And we beat them earlier in the year by 4 and then had to turn around and play them Friday night and got just probably the best team play that any of my teams have ever had in my 13 years as a head coach. And then we had to turn around and play Penn, defending state champ. Probably, you know, what when people think of girls basketball in northern Indiana, they think of Penn. And so for us to be able to defeat them and obviously avenge our only loss of the season, it gave our kids a ton of confidence just knowing what hard work and defense can do.
When you talk about your team, what word would you use to describe them as a whole?
Oh, wow. The first word that comes to mind is just a bond. We've got probably an unbreakable bond that this team has created throughout the entire program, not just our varsity kids, not just our seniors, but the entire program. You know, a lot of the kids are, you know, they're talking about a sisterhood, and it goes from our freshmen all the way up through our seniors and really our middle school team too. After the regional championship, our eighth graders had won a tournament that morning, so they couldn't come. They were watching our game on broadcast, sport.net, and they were all there to celebrate. And, you know, our seventh and eighth graders all took pictures with our high school team. So for us, it's an entire program. But we just had an unbelievable bond that these girls have created. And, you know, the other thing, too, is just belief in themselves, belief in their teammates, belief in our coaches. And that belief is unwavering. I mean, we've been down all year in different games, and their belief that we're going to win the game has allowed us to have a lot of success.
Coach, when you look at the community, and I've been blessed to be in and around, I'm an Elkhart County brat. I went to Concord High School, so I know the toughness in all sports in the Northern Lakes Conference. But I love being in and around Northridge sports because the community gets behind each sport so much. What is it like to coach, to be able to be in that community and see the support night in and night out, and even when you might have some lean years, which you haven't had very often, but the successful years, it doesn't change. There's still going to be that community support, and you know they're going to show up in droves, whether or not they can make the game or they're back at home and cheering you guys on through social media.
Well, yeah, and you know, that was when I took over 10 years ago. I was fortunate enough to kind of know about Northridge. through some you know, guys that I went to college with, and then just, you know, some of the boys teams that they had in the late 90s and early 2000s when I was playing basketball as well in high school. And knowing that my wife, who's a practicing attorney in Elkhart in South Bend, we were moving over this way, you know, I always said if I could ever get into Northridge, that's where I would really like to be. We've been over here for a couple weddings, and we just absolutely fell in love with the community. And then for it to come to fruition back in 2007, you really get to see what the community is like. And our community is a very, very hardworking community. But like you said, they really enjoy the sports. And it's just not one sport. It's all sports. Even my first couple years where we didn't win very many games, we still had a lot of community support. And obviously, as the years have gone by, we have picked up a lot more. And to see Middlebury come out last Saturday night, at, you know, really all day Saturday, it was a sea of green for the Gary West game in the morning. I was told that the outlet mall in Michigan City was a sea of green in between games. And then that evening, just to see our fans come out and support us, but not only support us, I mean, there in the third quarter against Maryville, we got tired. I mean, the morning game had, you know, our legs were dying, and we needed our crowd support to pick us up, and that's exactly what happened in the start of that fourth quarter. Jelaine Miller came out and drilled a three, and our crowd exploded, and then our girls fed off of that, and that's what really helped to carry us through the rest of that fourth quarter and allow us to experience that championship.
Yeah, that two games in one day is always brutal, and that second half of the second game is always one where you have to dig down deep. Once again, we're joined by the head coach of the Northridge Raiders girls basketball team, Coach Doug Springer. They just won the regional title last weekend with wins over Gary West, 59-44, wins against Maryville in the championship, 55-45. They'll take on Homestead this weekend in the semi-state at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Coach, when you look at your team and as going into this semi-state, who has to play well for you? And looking at your statistics, there's a lot of different players. You have three in double figures, a lot of different players that contribute. But if there's one key factor for you guys to win the semi-state, move on to the state championship, in your opinion, what is it?
We have to play together as a team. That's what we've done all year. We don't rely on one player. The last four games, we've had four different leading scorers, and in three of those games, each one of those leading scorers had 21 points. So for us, you know, we play six players a majority of the minutes, and then we have, you know, seven and eight that kind of rotate in. But, you know, whoever has the hot hand, we have to feed her, and there's no doubt that that's what we do. Our team is so unselfish. They've been unselfish the entire year. But for us, to have success on Saturday, it's going to come down to team communication, not just the five girls that's on the court, but all the girls that's on the bench. Homestead has one of the best offenses that I've ever seen out of a high school team, and it's going to take our defense to try to slow them down, not just the five girls that are playing, but the girls on the bench helping to relay echoes for calls that we may be making defensively, calls that they may be making offensively to try to help our girls just get that little bit of an edge that will help us through. But for us to have success, it's going to be playing as a team offensively, defensively, but more of teamwork in terms of communication.
Talking Doug Springer, head girls basketball coach of the 28-1 Northridge Raiders. Coach, our topic of the day today is superstitions. And I know a lot of coaches have them, routines and whatnot. Certainly players have them. Is there anything that you can share with us that perhaps any routines or superstitions that you have as the coach of such a fine program?
Yeah, I have not cut my hair in quite a while since we've lost the Penn. Now, obviously, you can't tell that with my bald spot up on top, probably. But definitely the girls make fun of me when we're watching film of you know, the shininess up there. But, yeah, I have, you know, this year I haven't been as superstitious as I've had it have been in the past. This team has changed me quite a bit just in terms of how I operate. But I have several superstitions. You know, I think I was really bad in high school and college and playing sports, but now as a coach, you know, there's just some different things that I do. Especially before games, I have to kind of go through the same routine. Obviously, if you see us in a game, there's only one person that can handle my dry erase board. That's my freshman coach, Garrett Troyer. We tried it all year. We've had bad things happen when Dennis Bontrager or Marissa Ulrich grab my board. And so there's times where they're trying to grab it and I'm finding Garrett. And they know it now, but I think that's what's great about sports is that you try to find whatever little edge that you can get to try to get you over the top. And, like we've told our girls all year and we've really talked to them in this tournament run. It's you've got to live in the moment. Don't let the moment consume you, but it's what you make of it. All right. The belief in our team and the belief in what you can do supersedes anything else. And that's one thing that this team has really taught me this year is that the belief in teamwork goes a long way.
Once again, the head girls basketball coach in Northridge High School, Coach Doug Springer, joining us here on ESPN Radio 102.7 in the home stretch. Coach, best of luck this weekend as you take on Homestead and the semi-state action. Appreciate you taking some time today and pass along our congratulations to your team as well.
I will do that. Thanks for having me on, Pat. I greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach. Great stuff. Best of luck again. I can't say it enough. First time that they have won a regional championship in school's history on the girls basketball side at 28-1. Homestead, a very good basketball team in their own right. When the rankings finished at the end of the regular season in girls basketball, Homestead was number 2. Northridge was a top 5 team, but their team, Homestead, 26-2 on the campaign. So it's going to be a tough matchup. Again, that game's going to be played at Crown Point this weekend, 2:00 Central, 3:00 Eastern time. Should be a good basketball game as well. But best of luck to the Raiders. We'll keep our eye on that one this weekend